This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to talk with Mike Cugno here. He's going to join us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood, on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com. I'm live at the Kaseya Center. Of course, Hawk will be back with us Monday. Crowder is in Nashville, and I welcome in anchor and reporter, CBS4 in Miami, Mike Cugno. Cugno, did I see this correctly with the tournament coming up that you, a Florida State Seminole, are perhaps picking the Florida Gators to win it all?
Not perhaps. I am.
No, wow.
They look like a complete team. They've got some guys with Final Four experience, or a guy with Final Four experience who was on that FAU team, Elijah Martin, a couple years ago. So, Why not them? You know what I mean? I picked on Crowder enough over the years. I had to throw him a bone.
Yeah, they can play, man. And my man Golden, they gave me hell about him. But, no, they do have a good team. Mike, do you have any problems? This thing's killing me with people criticizing that, like, the SEC is getting this treatment that's unfair on all that stuff where Ole Miss can play, Alabama can play, Florida can play. Do you have any problem with the number of SEC teams? I think it's 14 damn teams that are in the 64. You have any problem with the SEC bias, quote-unquote, that people are talking about?
Yeah, I don't think it's bias. I think they're just actually that good. That conference all year was just seemed loaded. I mean, I'm not like a college basketball expert, but every time you looked at the rankings, in the top five, there would be three teams. You know, you had Auburn and Alabama play against each other earlier this year, and they were 1-2. That was like the first time the basketball version of the Iron Bowl ever had a 1-2 1-2 meeting. Like top to bottom, the Gators were constantly in the mix. And I think what plays into maybe the SEC's favor was, especially with the Gators, I don't think anyone knew how good Florida was actually going to be this year. Like, I don't think it was tournament team maybe, you know, but to be at the top of the conference when you have other teams like Auburn and Alabama, Tennessee doing so well at the same time, like, yeah, it just is what it is. The SEC got hot this year, and they have more teams than anyone else maybe ever, and that's just how it played out. Look at UNC. UNC this year went 1-12 against what we call quad one teams, like teams that should be in the tournament. Now, they won last night to get into the play-in, but it's not like UNC, a staple at the top of the ACC, was playing lights out. But everyone in the SEC seemed to be playing very well all year.
And Mike, it's funny because we talked to Zach Gelb earlier. We kind of talked about the NIL where I'm, like, taking pride in it. You know what I'm saying? Where this is where the NIL changes things because – the SEC has a lot of damn money. Like, this is what you're going to see with those top teams, right?
Yeah, and it's funny how in football it kind of went the other way, right? You saw, like, the Big Ten catch up a little bit. You saw what a team like SMU and the ACC could do moving over to a big conference and getting involved in NIL, and how they in football could all of a sudden, you know, turn into a playoff team. It went the other way for the SEC in basketball, where all of a sudden, you know, they've got more teams competing. Basketball is an interesting one. Look, UM knows Nigel Pack, Norshed Omier, getting all those guys over here through NIL, propped them into a Final Four run a couple of years ago. Basketball, there's not 80 guys on the roster. You can kind of focus in your money on top couple guys and all of a sudden make something happen. And that's kind of what they did. You know, look at Elijah Martin from FAU at Florida now. You went out, you honed in on a guy with experience and he's good, and he's helping you get to the tourney and hopefully a Final Four.
Cuno and the tugboat, rooting for the same team in the tournament. Wow. How times have changed.
If the boat ever breaks down, I'm gonna need a lift. So, you know, every once in a while.
I want to talk, Mike Cuno here of CBS4. I want to talk some Dolphins with you, Cuno. But before we do, I'm at the Kaseya Center today. The Heat, it's been tough over the past couple of weeks. You know, I joined you on CBS4. We've talked about what's been going on here. And Crowder and I, to start the show, we were kind of going over like the blame pie, dishing out, you know, pieces of the blame pie. And there's plenty to go around. But do you believe, because Crowder thinks Spo, none of this is on Spo, the current 8-game losing skid and where the Heat are at as a 10 seed, none of this is on Spo. He just thinks it's a talent issue and it's on the players and on the front office. But my take is, hey, at this point, with how bad it's gotten, not that this is only on Spo, but everybody kind of deserves a piece of the blame pie at this point.
Everyone does. I don't think anyone's safe from blame when it's this bad, because I'm not sure. Did Utah end up breaking their 8-game win streak? Because at one point, Miami had the second longest. The Jazz had the longest when Miami had 7 losses in a row. Utah had 8. So when you're at the bottom of the barrel in the NBA, like everyone's fair game for blame. The Miami Heat, though, you know, we said this the other day. Like, on paper, you look at this team and you go, okay, this should not happen. Like, there's enough talent here. But the thing I think they're missing is that superstar, and it doesn't have to be like top 10 player in the league, but a superstar and someone who can close out a game. There's no game control. Talk about these massive swings and runs that the Heat go through, where they'll be up 15 or 20 and then lose and then can't like stop the bleeding. There's no one getting to the line for this team in the fourth, like who can get to the line for this team in the fourth quarter, I think, and just kind of slow everything down and maybe change that. Like, if you look at the average free throw attempts per game for the Miami Heat, the leader is still Jimmy Butler, and he hasn't been here for, you know, a few months now. Now that's just average, it's not total, but still, it just shows you that no one's really doing it. Doesn't feel like anyone's doing the dirty work. We talk about that with the Panthers, like all these guys who are willing to do the dirty work and control the puck in the zone and make things happen in front of the net. I just don't think the Heat have that guy, and that's what they're missing. They've got a 2 and a 3. I think they're missing a 1 still.
And speak about a 2 and 3, Mike, because this was kind of what I was, you know, we were talking earlier, and me and Solano were debating it, where, like, is this showing the deficiencies of Tyler and Bam? Because it seemed like when Jimmy was here, like, Bam was a good 2. Tyler was a good 3. Like, you kind of saw it, and now you don't have that 1. Then you see Jimmy go to Golden State, and they would have like 14-2 when he has that 1. But then you look at Tyler and Bam now, and it's, I would say, me personally, I'm gonna put on anybody else. Like, now it start making me question, are they really a good 2 and 3?
Well, I don't know. Okay, so here's the thing: if they're a 2 and 3, and I don't want to call that being a deficiency. I mean, that is, everyone's got a role. If that's their role, and that's maybe their ceiling, that they are what they are, and that's fine. We've seen them make playoff runs with those two guys playing that role, and I think that's okay. You just, it's not like I'm here saying blow it up. I'm saying they need a guy. They need the guy on that roster, and they don't have it. Getting rid of Jimmy Butler, like, it was just, the marriage didn't work anymore. It had run its course. It was over. It was fun while it lasted. But when you lost him, you didn't replace that kind of closer, that kind of alpha dog on the team. It's just, it's not there. They have to go out and find it somehow. I don't know how they do that at the moment, but But yeah, they're in a spiral right now, and I think a lot of it has. It's like you have to find the guy to turn to,
yeah,
in those moments to stop the bleed, and I don't think they have that.
Yeah, I've said it a couple times to you, Cunio. Like, there's no identity to this team right now, and that's crazy talking about a new team. Well, guess what? Jimmy Butler will be in this building a week from yesterday, and I mean that guy is chomping at the bit to be at Pat Riley Court with the Golden State Warriors.
Are we going to go to Big Face Coffee pregame and
throw eggs at it, or what are we doing?
Just go get a cup of Joe. Maybe say hi to Jimmy.
Yeah, no. I mean, if Crowder's paying, I'm down. What does that run you? Like $33 for a cup of coffee at Big Face?
Basically, for the three cups, if you just get three normal cups of coffee, that's basically it. But Crowder, if you're going, I'm gonna want some swag too. You know, I want some merchandise.
Yeah.
So you know.
I'm gonna go over there and put glue in the keyholes, like we used to do in high school.
Mike Cunio of CBS 4 is we'll blame it on Hawk.
There you go.
Mike Cunio of CBS 4. Before we get out of here, Cunio, I want to talk Dolphins with you. So we went through a ranking of AFC teams after the first week of free agency yesterday. Dolphins, this is on CBSSports.com, by the way. Dolphins were ranked 9th. So pretty much like kind of where they've been hovering over the past couple of years, certainly the Mike McDaniel era. What do you grade the Dolphin free agency moves after a week and a half here? I know, you know, the NFL draft is coming up. The Dolphins have 10 picks. But what would you grade the first wave of the offseason here with free agency from Chris Greer and the Dolphins?
Okay, I want to do this pass-fail because I want to give it a grade because I don't think it's – I think there's a couple of things hanging out in the wind before we can officially put a stamp on it. I'll give them a pass. And I'll do that because we still don't know what's going to happen with Calais Campbell. We don't know yet what's going on with Teron. So if those guys come back, that certainly helps both your offense and defensive line. So I need to see that. And then I do like that they have so many picks this year because it feels like they can sort of reload it in terms of a base and getting some talent in here. Now they have to hit on it. But so many times we've talked about this team winning free agency and it didn't result in wins in the season. So I kind of like that it felt low key that they did some things. They went out and got a number three wide receiver who had 9 touchdowns last year, who's a bigger body. I like that. Corner and safety, I'm a little concerned about because I'm just not sure how those guys are going to pan out. I'm not saying they're misses by any stretch. I just want to see it first. I have to see it all on the field together. So I don't want to, you know, necessarily judge all those moves, but I think if Calais comes back and gives you what he gave last year next to Zach Sealer, that's going to make me, at least on the defense, feel a lot better.
And Mike, I don't even know really when people ask me this question, kind of like Solana said, like the rebuild or the, you know, recalibrating, whatever they want to say, where I want more nasty. I want more aggression. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to know. I don't need to tush-push, but I need to know that this team can go get a 3rd-and-1. Is that mentality of the coaching staff, is that going to get just some nastier players? Like, how would I what can they do? Can they do it, honestly, Mike? Like, to make me happy where I feel as if, okay, we got dogs or whatever that phrase is where you know you can get nasty if you need to get nasty.
Yeah, and, you know, there were stretches of the season where when they turned to the run game without Tua, and I thought, you know, oh good, this is where they're at. You know, they're kind of getting that. And I don't know, that criticism to me, I always thought it was kind of overblown, but when you heard it from players, it was always concerning. I just don't know if that's a fix overnight, and I don't know if that's a fix through free agency. You know, I don't think you can fix it in a week. I think that comes from a leadership, and I think that has to come from the guys in the locker room who are there now. It has to, maybe a little pressure from what happened last year creates that, but that to me is one that's yet to be seen. You have to see it. It was so disjointed last year with everything that went on with that offense, with the offensive line going down and Tua going down. there was just a lot of questions that had to be answered. And for a lot of people, that might be number one for them. Like, are the Dogs there? Is this a nasty team? Is this a team that, other teams are going to be scared to play? You want to see that. And I think they have to figure out how to make that happen this year. We saw, and the crazy thing was, is we thought they were headed that way. Jalen Ramsey, during the offseason last year, just saying, you know, we want to be bullies, like on the defense. And you thought that, okay, let that permeate through the locker room. I still think that can happen, but it has to come from the leadership, and it just has to play out. You can't have the, you know, showing up late to practice or not showing up for meeting stuff. That has to go away. Until that goes away, you're not going to get that kind of dog mentality.
Yeah, well, you know, Tua's been partying a lot this offseason, Mike. I don't know if you've been seeing the video.
Oh, who cares? Oh, my God.
It doesn't. Like,
hey,
like, this is...
like, what is... Man, let the man live.
That's the thing, Mike. Dudes like Solana. Like, as you were talking, I'm thinking about it. We're like, I'm thinking about...
He should be hitting the gym, Crowder. I mean, I'm just saying he should be hitting the gym, not hitting the bottles. All right? Hitting the gym, not the bottles.
I won't call out other names of Hall of Fame players that I partied with, but you party. But then there would be times where, like, Keith Traylor and Vonnie Holiday and Kevin Carter and those guys, Sam Madison, like, we'd look at the offense in the locker room, and I'd be like, I call Ronnie B. Black. I'd be like, Black, we playing today, bro. And he'd be like, well, bring it, MF-er. And we would be like, okay. And the practice would crank up to like an intense level that we knew we could get to. And I don't know if they have guys like that anymore.
Well, and that's why I said, like, I think it has to start with the leadership. Like, you have to – that has to be the conversation, right, going into the practice. Like, that needs to come from the top. It has to be said, hey, we're coming for you today. That I love that. I love that story you just told me. I want to hear that from guys in the locker room this year. And I think when you hear, you know, at the end of the season, the press conference, yeah, we were fining guys for being late. Well, that's telling me that those conversations probably aren't happening.
Yeah, well, what's happening is Tua is at the club and he's looking over to to Waddle, and he's like, hey, I want you to bring it today. And Waddle's like, hey, MF-er, let's go order some more bottles. Let's run it. I mean, they're turning up, Mike.
Leave the man alone. Let him turn up.
You can drink mimosas and still ball. Like, you know, I had a good time.
All right. All right.
I have my own table at Tootsie's Steel.
Mike Cuneo.
Is it like when you donate like a brick to like a school and they just like engrave your name on a brick? Is that what it is?
Mike, when I walk in Tootsie's, I go straight upstairs, back corner, right, and that they know that's Crowder's table. To this day, me and my wife go in there and they know that's my table.
But you're not donating bricks to Tootsie's, I hope. Because that could also lead to a headline here, Cuneo, that we don't want.
I appreciate the Waze route to your seat at Tootsie's, Crowder.
Back right corner.
Yeah.
Right there by the ATM. I think they put me by the ATM on purpose.
Right. Yeah.
Mike Cuneo from CBS4. Watch him on CBS4, CBS HQ as well. Mike, thank you very much. Are you you're not coming to the Kaseya Center today, right? You've got tourney stuff to do all week.
I'm off today. I'm parked in front of the gym waiting to go in.
Oh, of course. What'd you have? Like a cauliflower salad for your pre workout?
I had today's breakfast was steak and coffee, and that's what I'm at so far today.
Huh. Well, I walked in the gym today. I just did I did three different exercises, all bicep, and I got the hell out of there. So if you want me to send you my workout.
That's all that matters, bro. That's all matters. That's all that shows.
Yes,
wear
sir.
A polo today to work. You know what I mean?
Mike Cuneo, appreciate you, bro.
You got it.
All right, that's Mike Cuneo there. 4 o'clock hour coming up. Still a lot to get to. I want to talk about Tua because I don't know if, Crowder, you've seen the latest Tua Tagovailoa party video. So I do want to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, man alone, man. That man's enjoying his damn offseason.
And there's some interesting news regarding, like, sports TV shows and sports movies. I want to get into all that with Channing Crowder. It's Solana, it's Crowder. Then Day Jimmy will take you up until 6 right here on the Hockman and Crowder Show.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I think healthier food actually just tastes better.
Ridiculous.
Hawk and Crowder.